hidden treasures of the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Oh, it's almost like a joy of joys today as we get to dig around in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2. And I'm sure you're going to see, like I do, that this is just an unbelievable verse. And so we'll just dig right in as verse 2 reads in English. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. And oh, what a mouthful this particular verse is in so many different ways, as all these are just significant like pictures in this allegory that is the Song of Songs, which my view, that this is Solomon himself speaking, you know, originally expecting God himself for the Messiah, which we'll get to why that is, he thinks that. In the next couple of verses, you're going to see some spectacular things. But right now, the very first thing he asks, he's being needy out loud, in my opinion. Solomon is just telling Christ what he really, really wants. And what he really, really wants is to be kissed with kisses of his mouth. And as he describes it, that's better than wine. And of course, you know, those of us out of the 60s can remember the song, Kisses, you know, sweeter than wine, but this is better than wine. It's a different word than sweeter. And so as we dig into this in Hebrew, there are so many amazing, amazing things to talk about. But one of the neat things, I'll just start off with the end, is the wine, right? So it's better than wine. And I love all the Jews teach about wine, that they have this idea that wine breaks down the walls. And as we've talked about before in the Jeremiah passage where, you know, God's going to do a new thing, the bride encircles the groom, that we all build walls around the things that we really want because we're afraid to ask for what we really want because we don't want our hearts broken, that we won't get them. And so this is the beauty of what King Solomon is doing here as we are, you know, imitating Solomon and saying, is this what you really, really want? Is it you want God to kiss you with kisses of his mouth? And they for sure are better than wine. Well, the idea of breaking down the walls is saying, is this what we really, really want? Because wine has that, in the physical world, ability to get people to drop, you know, their walls to an extent, to be more relaxed, to be more free with saying what they really feel. And so here, you know, the psalmist is explaining that the kisses of God are better than that in that they drop our walls. And kisses, when you think about them, they do, like speaking, bring you into present time. Like if you can remember the first time you kissed your spouse or maybe, you know, a favorite aunt or whatever, the feeling of that, because it's connected to your mouth, puts you immediately in present time. And it puts you in a place of comfort and of joy and of pleasure. And so all those things, as they come together, they drop down the insecurities so that you can express love. And so the key passage, what I would say is the key word here, and it's a word that we're going to see repeated more than 40 times in the Song of Solomon, and something that I love the way he introduces it right here. Because what he says is that your love is better than wine, and that word for love, fascinatingly, it is a very fascinating study in all of it itself, and probably we could do about 5 episodes on it, and I guess we're going to get a chance to because it's repeated 40 times. The word that is translated love here will be translated the beloved, and it is Dalet Vav Dalet, and that may sound familiar to you because it was Solomon's father's name, David. Dalet, you can hear it. Dalet Vav Dalet. And so isn't it interesting? I mean, I find it more than fascinating that the miracle verse in the Dalet, as you recall, which King David certainly knew the Dalet well, is I will run in the path of thy commandments when thou enlargest my heart. And again, the idea being that a Dalet is a servant and in order to run in servitude, right, that you got to have this large heart. And so this idea of the beloved being serving. So, you know, if you're married, or maybe, you know, just take some understanding from somebody who's at this point in time 66 years old. When it comes to romancing your spouse, it comes from a point of how can I bring you pleasure, right? How can I give you what it is you're looking for? In other words, that the idea of love is, if you believe me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so, you know, Jesus gave us this unbelievable insight that to love is to serve in so many different ways. And obviously, with the whole heart, is the idea of David himself. And that the fact that his name was Dalid Vav Dalid tells you why he was the beloved, right? His very name meant that. And Solomon hones in on that idea here, as he understands that God he came to serve us in amazing ways. And as he brings us pleasure in any way, shape, or form, he is serving us. And so as we drop down our walls with these kisses of his mouth, we're asking for what it is we really, really want. You know, that is the idea of allowing somebody to serve you, which it's interesting that it's hard for us to admit what we want, because it's kind of hard for us to be served. But that's what God wants to be able to do. He wants to find out what you really, really want. And of course, he really has his wants too. And we would love our love to be better than wine, that it would help somebody drop down their walls. And the other aspect of wine is it gets better with age, right? And so, you know, this is another beautiful concept. And so the idea, again, is we're in the Song of Solomon, in an understanding, we hope, of the 119th Psalm on what are statutes. And as we talked about yesterday, I want to make it more clear, because I was kind of confused as I said it, as I listened to my own episode, that the Song of Solomon has 8 chapters that would, again, be the number of the letter het, but also would be the miracle of the letter het from my standpoint, which is the miracle letter. Every chapter in the 119th Psalm also has 8 verses, which we've talked about were, if we broke them down, in the 7 anointings of God, and then the miracle verse being the 8th verse. And so here we are with this idea of love being the key idea here, in my opinion. The reason why we want these kisses is because we want to experience God's love, God wanting to give us pleasure, right? And no better way, in my opinion, when he kisses us with the kisses of his mouth, he's doing it with his word. His word comes out of his mouth. And so if we want to experience kisses from God at any particular moment in our life, from my perspective, is to get into his word. Or if even better, if you have it in your heart and you can remember, for God so loved the world, you know, whatever scripture you have, it is a kiss of his mouth. And if you go back and think about that scripture, whatever it is, you will immediately go right into present time, just like a kiss. And you'll realize how much that love is better than wine. And there are 2 aspects that the Jews teach about wine. One is that it brings down walls. And the other aspect is that it gets better with age. And oh my goodness, I'm sure as I've gotten older, I've gotten an opportunity to grow closer to God, which has made me better through his love. And you know, again, wine just being a worldly example of a spiritual truth that Solomon was aware of, and now he's going to share. And so I guess as you look at who in your life, right? In my case, it's my wife, Tammy, right? That kisses me with kisses of her mouth. But she does so many other things. Like, she knows I love homemade bread. And so last night she was up to all hours making homemade bread. Or another thing that she knows I love, which is, again, connected to my mouth. Another thing she knows I love pudding. And she puts pieces of cream cheese in it, chocolate pudding that's just out of this world for me. And I know that tonight when I get home, because it's Tuesday night, is when she makes me pudding. In her own way, I know that every one of those experiences are kisses of her mouth, because she loves to give me pleasure. She loves to give me delight. And I love to do the same for her. And as we do, we're able to break down those walls to saying, oh, it is safe to tell her what I really want, to tell God what I really want, to be needy out loud. It's an amazing thing. And again, I hope you have a chance to experience this love that is better than wine.